Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA with you. And the NC State Wolfpack are up to number 12 of the AP rankings at 3-0. This is their highest ranking in a long time. In fact, it's been 20 years since they've been ranked this high. They'll take on UConn coming up on Saturday night. Joining us this morning here on the show is head coach Dave Dorn. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Appreciate you dropping on by, and we appreciate, as always, time to talk about the program. Well, you guys came into this season with big expectations, potentially challenging for an ACC championship, and early returns are really good. How did you guys approach the summer where a lot of people were talking about big things for the Wolfpack?
We talked a lot about just trying to stay grounded and focusing on improving as individuals, offense, defense, special teams, working on the weaknesses and things the guys wanted to improve upon. You know, we definitely had conversations about the hype and, you know, becoming a team that reads into their press clippings too much and trying to stay grounded.
The defense has been a big headline maker throughout the first part of this season. He gave up only a pair of touchdowns last week against Texas Tech. How impressed are you? How excited are you that you have proven already that you could be a really balanced team, because everybody knows how good your offense already has been?
Well, it's kind of carryover from last year. You know, defensively, we played really well the last seven games a year ago and just picked up where we left off. We got 10 starters back. We expected those guys to be really good, and so far they're delivering. You know, it's each week's a new week, so you kind of have to recenter. But we lost more on offense than defense from last year's team, so the offense has been trying to, you know, break in some new guys while the defense has just been picking up where they left off.
You have a program that has won 9 games for now 3 times in the last 5 seasons. As we just talked about, good expectations, big expectations coming into this season. And so when you deal with those expectations and take on teams that are the biggest teams of the conference, those are big matchups like Clemson next weekend. How do you make sure your guys consistently stay focused and grounded before you get to those massive matchups like Clemson next week?
Well, you talk about it. You know, I don't think these are things you ignore with your team. You know, we talked about it in the summer with them, talked about it in fall camp, and now we're here, you know, and I think they understand that we're getting ready to start conference play in a week, and we have Clemson, Florida State, and Syracuse, and to be ready to handle that type of schedule, you've got to put yourself in the best place you can, and we have a lot of things we need to get better at, so we're focusing on improving, and the areas that we've put on tape aren't as good as they need to be.
Must mean something that NC State has not been ranked this high in 20 years. In 2002, you were a linebackers coach at Kansas. That's a lifetime ago in coaching. Can you even remember your mindset those days, that season, 2002?
I remember my time at Kansas well. Yeah, I mean, that was a program that we built from the ground up and ended up being an Orange Bowl championship team 6 years after we started there. And I was there for the first 4 years of it. Have a lot of good friendships from my time at Kansas and players that I still stay in touch with. It was a really tough turnaround there. Coach Mangino deserves a lot of credit for the job he did.
Yep, massive undertaking in Lawrence, Kansas to do what you guys did. And obviously the proof is what you just said, that Orange Bowl run. Now, for NC State, when you're mentioned in regards to teams that are that long ago, that means something. For you personally, is it really satisfying, gratifying to know that you're doing things that haven't been done in 20 years on campus?
Yeah, I mean, you want to have a legacy where you go, and I've always looked at wherever I'm working as an opportunity to make it better than before I was there. You know, we came into a place that has a lot of tradition and has had a lot of good players, but hasn't been able to sustain success for long periods of time, and we're trying to do that here, you know, 1 year at a time. But obviously it's a place that is near and dear to me. I've been here now 10 years and have taken a lot of my life's work into this, and we're proud of what we built and look forward to continuing to build.
There are opportunities for young coaches when you are an FCS or Power 5 or Group of 5, rather, moving up to the Power 5. Not all of them have success as quickly as you did at NC State. 1 year, and then by 2014, you guys had already won 8 games. If you could look back and say, boy, I think this was the key to making that transition and staying successful, what would you point your finger to?
Yeah, I think the quarterback position is what turned us quickest, is getting Jacoby Brissett in here. Was our start of the second year. He's now starting for the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, when you have a really, really good quarterback, you usually have a team that's competitive. And, you know, if you look at our schedule or our records over the years, the years we've played well, not that we haven't had a good defense or an O-line or a running back, whatever, but those teams always had a quarterback that was elite. And been fortunate, you know, to have Jacoby here and Ryan Finley here during those runs, and now Devin Leary. So, you know, we've had some very, very good quarterback play.
So we've had at UNC their young quarterback, Drake May, apologizing for taking a jab at you guys. Mac Brown has also stepped up and said he made a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. Did you talk to Coach Brown? Did he reach out to you? Or what were your thoughts on what Drake May said?
No. I mean, we're focused on beating UConn, and they got a game of their own. And it's a young player putting his foot in his mouth. Those things happen. And it's nothing that I'm going to really pay a lot of attention to until we get ready to play them.
Mac had said, hey, you know what? In today's day and age, social media, you can't afford to make jokes like that. People take it the wrong way, et cetera. Do you coach your team based on how the news cycle and social media works these days?
We're going to use every advantage we can get. So if there's something out there that will inspire my team, I'm going to definitely tap into that. And on the flip side, we're going to try to not be a part of that. You know, it's not our job to give the opponents bulletin board material.
Gotcha. So coming up November the 25th, we can imagine that you guys use that as bulletin board material, huh? NC State head coach Dave Doran joins us this morning on the show. I just want to ask you this before you get out of here. It's a long season, obviously. Really good success early on. But as you said, staying grounded is so important. And then Clemson comes up for this weekend against UConn. What's the big message to your team on Saturday night?
Get better. Man, we want to be a better team at the end of game 4 than we were at the end of game 3. And the guys know what their areas are they need to focus on and improve. And that's what it's all about. It's just being the best team we can be week in and week out. And to do that, there's certain things that need to be better on film.
The Wolfpack is 3-0, and they've moved up to number 12 in the AP poll. Highest ranking in 20 years. Next up, UConn on Saturday night at home before, as we said, that big tilt against Clemson next Saturday. Coach, congratulations on the early success. Best of luck on Saturday. Hopefully we'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Pack.
My pleasure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.